This is Kathy Lipton, Executive Editor of the Economic Research Service's Amber Waves magazine. Joining me today is Daniel Marty, one of the authors of the article, Beef and Pork Byproducts, Enhancing the U.S. Meat Industry's Bottom Line. It's in the September 2011 issue of Amber Waves. Daniel, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
When you say beef and pork production, I think most people probably think of steaks and roasts and chops and other similar products. But as the opening line of your article states, beef and pork production yields more than just what we see on our plates. About 30% of the live weight of a hog and 44% of the live weight of cattle are byproducts that are equally important for meat industry profits. So can you explain what these byproducts are and what they're used for?
Byproducts are basically any part of the animal that is left over after the animal has been slaughtered and its carcass has been dressed. They're broken down into edible byproducts and inedible byproducts. Edible byproducts include things like the stomach, the liver, the kidneys. Inedible byproducts are things like skins, hides, bone. These products are actually used in quite a lot of things. The industry has become very resourceful in using all of them. So they're in things like industrial products, adhesives, fertilizers, plastics. They're even a little component of cosmetic products. Some of these trimmings are used in hot dogs and sausages. Things like gelatin, that comes from animal byproducts. And you think of all the things that we use gelatin in, ice cream, marshmallows. And it also in recent years has become a larger part of the export market.
Byproducts then enable the meat industry to capture some additional revenue and avoid the cost of disposing of certain parts of the animal. So what share of the value of cattle and hog are these byproducts?
You're right. They do help generate extra revenue, which is really important at the margin. So this can sometimes mean the difference between positive and negative returns. Our analysis, as well as other literature, has found that cattle byproducts, about 10% of the value of the animal. On the hog side, about 6% of the value of the animal is byproducts.
So these edible byproducts, like animal livers and heart and stomach, you mentioned earlier they're important in the export market. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
It was actually surprising to me when I looked into this export market how big it is. Over the last 10 years, 35% of the volume of beef and veal exports has been byproducts. On the hog side, it's been about 23% of the total volume of U.S. pork exports. There's certain markets in the world that import a lot of these U.S. byproducts. For example, Mexico and Egypt are really the large importers of U.S. beef and veal byproducts. Egypt particularly has been growing a lot over the last 5 years or so.
Are these primarily edible byproducts then?
Or? These are all just edible byproducts. And on the beef side, 31% of those byproducts are liver. That's a big seller throughout the world. On the pork side, a lot of the pork byproducts we end up exporting to China, Hong Kong, or Mexico. Particularly China and Hong Kong, they've really grown in the last 3 years and dominated the market in that area. But if you look over the last 10 years on the value side, not the volume side, you can see that edible byproducts have accounted for about 16% of the value of total bovine and porcine exports. We saw that in 2010, about $541 million in bovine edible byproducts were exported. On the pork side, it's about $700 million. In 2010, we saw a record year of $1.2 billion of U.S. beef and pork edible byproducts being exported. So that was a big boost to the agricultural export industry.
Daniel, I've really enjoyed talking with you today about your research. If you want to learn more about the importance of beef and pork byproducts to the U.S. meat industry, you'll find the article in the September issue of Amber Waves at www.ers.usda.gov/amberwaves. This has been a podcast of USDA's Economic Research Service. Thank you for listening.